Gather around, kids, and I will tell you ancient Chinese story. In ancient China, there was an evil man who came from the west, named Marco Polo. When the Chinese officials found out he entered the ancient Chinese borders, they quickly built up the Great Wall of China to seal him in so he couldn't leave with their awesome shit. Marco Polo didn't know about the wall yet, so he went into China and bought a shitload of spices and silk, which is worthless in China, since they have an ass load of that shit and they have worms that jizz out silk and monkeys that shit out spice, so he spent his money in worm jizz and monkey shit. When he was going back to Europe to gouge the fuck out of all the idiots there, he ran into a wall and he couldn't leave even, though the road was called the Silk Road, which was really fucking retarded. Why would you name a road the Silk Road, if it wasn't made out of silk but whatever? Marco Polo was pissed, so he was trapped in China. He went back to the village and tried to get his money back, but the Chinese people just laughed at him, and then, when they got bored, they text messaged their friends and they came from all across China to laugh at him, and it was hilarious. One man named Hong Shi did not laugh, and he instead informed the traveler to go to the ancient valley of Xinagako and seek the advice of an ancient Chinese dragon there. Marco Polo was pissed off that he had a bunch of oranges and monkey shit, so he figured what the fuck and went and talked to the dragon. The dragon was sleeping, so Marco Polo woke it up, and when it woke up it was really pissed off, and there was some bitch dragon sleeping with it, and he was pissed that she was still there and told her to get the fuck out of here, and she took like 40 minutes to get dressed and leave, and then, when she did, he was pissed at Marco Polo for waking him up. Marco Polo apologized and told the dragon he wanted some advice. The dragon told him that advice cost money or an offering. Marco Polo showed him the silk and the spices, and the dragon was really pissed off that anyone would dare offer him oranges and monkey shit, so he was about to kill Marco Polo. Polo explained that he was a European and therefore ignorant and retarded, so the dragon spared him. Then Marco Polo told him that Hong Shi made him do it anyway, so the dragon went to the village that Polo was at and slaughtered all of the villagers there, and Marco Polo got his money back and moved to Forbidden City 'cause he was rich as fuck.